Hi, in this video I will show you how to install a Visual Studio extension which is not supporting your version of Visual Studio. Why would you want to try this? Yes, maybe the developer of the extension has just forgotten to add your version of Visual Studio in the target list. As in this example of the first ever release of the Objective-C syntax highlighting, which is part of the project Islandwood tooling, it's not installable for Visual Studio 2015 because the entry is not set in the manifest file. So how to do this? First of all, select your extension file. If you don't see the file name extension as shown here, just go to View and check on File Name Extensions. Then you see the file name extension and you can just add .zip at the end of the file name because that's it. It's simply a zip archive. Open the archive and you will see the extension.manifest file. Just copy that one and paste it outside of the archive. Then you need to open this with any text editor. Let's see what Windows suggests here. I'm fine with Notepad always. Just right-click, open with. Oh, okay, in the background it already opens Visual Studio, but anyways, I will go with Notepad here. You see here the installation tab and installation target is currently Microsoft Visual Studio Pro version 12, but I want to make it run with Visual Studio 15, which has the version number 14. So, simply copy the line and make this community because then it will work with any version of Visual Studio 15 and change the version number, save this, close the file and place this back in the zip archive, copy and replace, rename the item, and here we go. You now can install this extension also for Visual Studio 2015.